This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila.
And we are Spy Fat Chicks. And we are currently sitting outside of Chapters, enjoying the cafe. And we came down to Barrie for the day, and we thought we'd go ahead and discuss Middle Eastern / Mediterranean food, because we ended up stopping by a place downtown Barrie called the Kebab House, and we were reminded of all the great Mediterranean Middle Eastern food that we've had over the years.
It was a totally random thing, too. We actually were going to try to stop at a buffet that's up closer to the one mall, and every time we stop, they're closed.
It's doomed.
It's doomed for failure. Sheila was in the mood for hummus, and we said, you know, we remember seeing a place across the street from the Flying Monkey Brewery, and we thought, why don't we go check that out and see what it's like? So we're going to talk about that place first, and then we're going to revisit some old favorites in the Morgantown and Pittsburgh area. So first, Kebab House. It is at
98 Dunlop Street East, Barrie, Ontario. It's beside the Queen's Hotel, so it's beside the place that we ended up doing the podcast at.
Yeah.
When we went out for our anniversary.
It's on pretty much the main, I guess you'd call it like not French Street.
The main drag.
Well, it's like French Street or Mississauga Street in Orillia. It's like the main road for the little downtown area in Barrie. It's really close to the lake. Walk in, and it looks like almost like fast food. A little local fast food place.
It looks almost like it's a...
It must be like your average sandwich shop or something if you'd walk into some place like that. Or walk into like Mr. Burger.
Like a Subway or something.
It looks a little bit like a Mr. Burger. Mine's all the Elvis stuff. So maybe it even have been a Subway or a Pita Pit at one point.
Yeah.
The building.
There's limited seating, but they also do takeout, and the food was really, really, really good.
Well, actually, the flyer they gave us says they do delivery, takeout, dine-in, and catering. So.
And they take Visa, MasterCard, and Interact.
And cash. Cash is king. So, a cute little place when you walk in. Not a huge menu. Let's see what we've got here. I had the chicken souvlaki on a pita. We also had the veggie samosas for an appetizer. And Sheila had the dolma, which is...
Stuffed grape leaves.
And she just had hummus, because she's a hummus fiend.
I looked like a big old vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
I realized after I'd ordered it, because the stuffed grape leaves just has rice in it. Generally are... Are they, like... brined or something?
I don't know. They're good.
Yeah.
I mean, the grape leaves are cooked. They're not raw.
No.
So I think they're actually cooked and then packed in oil or something usually. Or if they make them homemade, I don't know.
Right.
But they have 7 platters that you could choose for them. Then they have some sandwiches, which are mostly the pita deals. If you go with friends and you're not a big fan of Middle Eastern food, they do have burgers.
They have some Canadian stuff on the menu.
They have half-pound burgers on the menu.
Yeah.
8-ounce burger for $6.99. That's huge.
Pretty good.
That's a colon buster.
Hot dog and fries.
And we love that on the appetizer section of the little menu, they have poutine right underneath the grape leaves and the hummus. It's like, I never thought I'd see those things together. It kind of scares me a little. But
welcome to Canada.
You go up and order, and then they'll bring your food out to you. And even though it looks like a little fast food place, everything came out in real plates and baskets.
Yeah, so, they actually have real cutlery and plates.
It's a weird hybrid of table service and get it at the counter kind of thing. The food was great.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Yeah. My chicken souvlaki was perfectly seasoned.
The hummus was really different than any other hummus that I'd ever had. I don't know if it was the region that they were pulling recipes from, but...
I don't know, but I loved your hummus.
It was mild hummus.
Yeah, I'm not a huge hummus fan. I like it, but not to the devotion that Sheila... She is devoted to her hummus. She could live off of it if I'd let her.
Yeah, well.
But I had a good portion of her hummus because it was so tasty. And the veggie samosas were lord. And I say samosa, and people probably think we're talking about the little, like, mimosas. Like a samosa.
Yeah. Explain what it is, because I didn't know what it was.
Think of an apple turnover. Except instead of it having apple inside of it, it has like a mixed vegetable stuffing in it. Almost like a falafel, but with veggies. And you can get them. She asked me if I wanted mine crispy or soft. I'd like them crispy. So it's almost like a little mini half pie full of this seasoned...
Kind of like an empanada.
Like an empanada, actually, is a better description.
A savory empanada.
A savory empanada stuffed full of veggies. And it came with tzatziki for dipping on the side. At least I think it was tzatziki. I don't know. It was great, whatever it was.
It definitely tasted like a yogurt sauce.
It was a yogurt-based sauce. Their veggie samosas had a touch of spice to them. They were very savory, very hot, very crispy. I mean, she lived up to the, sure, I'll make it crispy for you. And it was good and crunchy. I could have just had a double order of that. And she actually accidentally gave us a double order and apologized profusely and didn't make us pay for it. And Sheila ended up eating some veggie samosas, too.
Yeah.
They're very, very filling. They're about...
They are.
About 3 inches by 3 inches, 4 inches by 4 inches each one. I mean, it's a good, healthy serving of fried veggie stuff. I didn't get the falafel, which... I didn't really see it on the menu when we first walked in for the pita. I was looking for falafel and a pita. If I had seen it, I probably would have gotten that instead of souvlaki. So I'm a huge falafel fan. I don't know what it is. I have no idea, but it's good.
Because they're like Middle Eastern hush puppies.
Yeah, I guess that's what they are, but they're heavily seasoned. Falafel, really good, kind of like a hush puppy deal. I love them. So overall, I liked the kebab house. Sheila liked it.
I'd definitely go back.
Prices are decent. For a pita, you're looking between $5.99 and $6.99. For a platter, you're looking between $8.99 to $13.99, and there's a range in between. They've got the basics, the chicken, the lamb, some vegetarian on the menu. Appetizers are all almost $3.99, except the poutine's $5.99. We did see a serving of the poutine, and it was
ginormous.
Huge.
Well, my pita was as big as a dinner plate. It was like some sort of giant squid eye-shaped pita.
Well, the hummus was a good probably 4 ounces of hummus on the plate, and then she brings out this huge pita. You only needed one for the hummus because it was so big. And overall, they don't have a soda fountain. They just do cans and bottled water. They also have, we didn't get it, and we're going to talk about Turkish coffee in a minute.
Oh,
they had Turkish coffee on the menu, and I kind of wish we had.
I wanted to get some, but we wanted to get going.
Yeah, because we wanted to still hit Chapters before they closed today. But if you're downtown in Barrie and you're looking for something quick and you want something out of the ordinary, we've said we like fast food, but we'd rather go to something else. This is something else. It's affordable. We ordered a pile of food. It can go about $24. You go to McDonald's for two people, you're going to pay about $20 anyway. Really, it's worth it.
Full later.
Not be full. And this is healthier. Yes, some of the stuff is fried, but it's not like eating French fries.
Deep fried, just because it's deep fried doesn't mean it's evil.
Yes. So.
But anyway, that's another show.
That's another show. I will get my large show someday. Anything else you want to add about Kebab House? The woman was so sweet behind the counter,
she kept
too.
Apologizing because it took a little bit longer because her husband had went off to go shopping and hadn't gotten back yet. So.
I think he's going to get a tongue lashing when he comes back. But really nice lady. Really
super
good
nice.
Food. She was working as fast as she could, running the counter and the grill and everything. And great job. They have the classic little vertical broiler, too, for the chicken.
Oh, yeah. The rotating spit, basically.
Yeah, it's like a vertical broiler.
Yeah.
They had that in the back, which is a good sign, I think, if you're going someplace that serves souvlaki or serves a gyro or a lamb kind of deal. She had the chicken on it. The grill they were using was an open grill, one, like the one at a Mr. Burger. So
right,
she's actually cooking
like
over real fire,
like
not
a broiler,
not a greasy spoon griddle, which I think for this kind of food, the real great work and
it's playing. A grill rather than a griddle.
Yeah, it makes a difference for this kind of food. So we give it 2 hearty thumbs up,
yes.
1 to 5 adventure scale. It's about a 3-ish.
3-ish. I mean, most people, even if they're not into the super ethnic Middle Eastern stuff, we'll still be happy with a gyro, which...
Well, the chicken souvlaki,
the chicken
really
souvlaki
is
pretty much like a chicken gyro.
Yeah, it's just like good seasoned chicken. It's delicious. I think almost anybody would
like it. So it's not
like
too scary.
It. And there's burgers.
Yep, there's burgers. There's other different Canadian things.
Yeah. So it's not going to scare anybody if you go there with people who aren't too ready
culinary
to be out
adventurous.
There. Yeah. Servings, I'd say, portion size, I'd say a good 3.5.
Probably 3, yeah.
3.5?
A 3.
It's not quite a 4. Because we did order a bunch of little stuff. But I would imagine the platters, if you get the platters, those are probably close to a 4 or 5 in serving size.
They look pretty big.
They looked pretty hearty.
Well, everything comes with fries on the side.
Yeah.
And then you can order extra skewers if you're eating getting shish kebabs.
And don't forget the scale is 3 is Aaron. A regular person is going to be very full when they leave eating their portions.
Yeah.
A 5 is even Aaron, our good old boyfriend who could eat. But 4 people eat would be stuffed when he walks out. So to put this place at 3.5, that's a good size. Price-wise, it's a great value for the money.
Mm.
And it's a great alternative to fast food. So
now
that we've given you the rundown of where we went, it was a total random find today.
That inspired this podcast.
That inspired this podcast. We're going to talk about some of our favorite places in Middle Eastern food. When was the first time you had Middle Eastern food? Like real Middle Eastern food?
Wow. Well, I'd always eaten gyros, so I'd probably have to say the first time I'd really had Middle Eastern food was when we went to the Mediterranean buffet in Morgantown.
Okay.
I mean, I'd had like store-bought hummus before as a dip, but I'd never really been to a like Middle Eastern Mediterranean restaurant until we'd gone to...
To Morgantown.
I mean, Mysterious Quick Flame in Oshawa does sell lots of Greek food, but I never really ate any of the ethnic stuff there.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to say it's probably the same for me. Growing up, the only time I ever had a gyro was once a year during Ambridge's Nationality Days, and the Greek Orthodox Church did their big gyro booth, and you had this, it was like a gauntlet of gyros. It was about 4 of those long card tables set up, and you'd start at one end, and they had guys they probably had a couple of those vertical spits running, carving meat, bringing these huge bins of meat and plopping them down for the people who were making the gyros. You just go down the assembly line and tell them what you want.
Yeah.
And if you wanted one with everything, they had them already assembled at the assembly line at the end that you could just skip the line and go down and grab it and pay for it. So that was the only time I really got it unless we went to the food court and I got lucky and there was a gyro place there, but the Mediterranean Deli on High Street in Morgantown.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't remember the address. It's on High Street.
It's on
you
High
can't
Street.
Miss it. High Street's only a couple blocks
It'll
long.
It'll be posted with the podcast.
Yeah. Yes. Really neat place. So we moved to Morgantown. We probably went there the first year we were there. We mostly got gyros the first couple times we went. Their gyros are amazing. I know you're supposed to say gyro. I feel weird saying it. I'm going to say gyro because...
Right. Well, that's how you were raised to say it,
yeah,
so that's how I'm going to say it. Whether or not you think it's correct is your own personal thing. I think we first really started branching out into the tasting the different things when we started going to the Sunday buffet. Because then it was pretty much, okay, well, take a little bit, and if you like it, then you go get more. And if you don't like it, then you know not to get it again. Because I know you got the total taste. As much as I'm a hummus freak, you're like the tabbouleh master.
Oh, I love tabbouleh. But when you first go into the restaurant, it looks like a deli.
It does.
It looks like it's very well decorated, very nice. It's not going to scare you. You walk in and think, oh, I need to, there's a dress code or something. But it looks like a neat deli.
Yeah.
You go up to the you go in and go to the far left corner where the deli counter is, and that's where you place your order. And then you kind of shuffle down to the register and pay. They have a dessert case where they display all their tasty, tasty desserts.
Mm-hmm.
They have like the baklava and the chocolava and all that good stuff.
They also have rice pudding, don't they?
I think they did. Not 100%. I never ordered it. I wouldn't, but, you know, you would. They have a good extensive menu. They do things as sandwiches. They do things as platters or just the pita if you want, like just the gyro. The platters are large. We've gotten the lunch platters before, and it came with the gyro meat, a couple of slices of pita.
Tomato,
tabbouleh, and hummus. And there was a chunk of feta cheese and an olive in there, too.
Yes, because I'd always get, instead of getting tabbouleh, I'd get the double hummus.
Mm-hmm. And they do take out. You can call ahead and get an order. I believe they do catering. I know people who
have
gotten...
There's a hall downstairs.
Yeah, there's a hall downstairs that they rent out. I know people who've gotten platters from them for different events, like dessert platters and things.
Mm-hmm. They take cash and card.
Cash, and which would be Visa/debit in the States. They've got just... The prices are really good. They really have a menu where you can get as much or as little as you want, depending how hungry you are and how much you want to pay. They really run the gamut. Mm-hmm. I was always impressed with their selection. I don't know about you. I don't think anybody can go there unless they really hate Greek and Mediterranean food and not find something they want. They have a soda fountain, which means unlimited soda. I'm always a fan of that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And definitely, if you're there on a Sunday, check out the buffet. I think it's $10.99 or $11.99.
It includes your drink.
Yep, and it includes a drink. And then there's all these different... There's not just hummus, there's not just tabbouleh and pitas and gyros, but there's also some other things like roasted potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's curried chicken, another different type of roasted chicken. So there's all different kinds. Rice dishes. There's all different kinds of things to try.
Falafel.
There's falafel.
The first time I ever had falafel was at their buffet. The first time I ever had tabbouleh, I think... No, I had it in the platter, but I never really enjoyed it until I went to the buffet and I had the tabbouleh.
Mm-hmm.
And really good tabbouleh. A tabbouleh, if you don't know what it is, it's cucumber and tomato and wheat bulgur, and olive oil and seasonings, and maybe a couple other things like garlic mixed in.
It's kind of like a Middle Eastern
salsa.
Or bruschetta.
Bruschetta, yeah. It's a lot like
bruschetta for a pita.
Yes.
Kind of.
It's really good, really savory. It's got a lot of veggies in it. I like it better than hummus. Sheila likes hummus better than tabbouleh. So between the two of us, when we go someplace and you get both, we're both happy.
Woo!
The baba ganoush. First time I ever had baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush is roasted eggplant and olive oil. It's mixed together as a dip.
It looks kind of weird. You look at it and you're like, I don't know about that.
It's brown and kind of chunky and kind of, it's got like the little fibers from the eggplant in it.
Yeah.
Waving at you.
You're like, I don't know about that. It's worth it. It's very, very good. It has a weird name too. People are kind of put off. They're like, baba ganoush? I don't know about that.
Shouldn't that be somebody's grandmother?
Yeah. It's baba ganoush. Wasn't that from
Drag Me to Hell? Mrs. Ganoush? I'm like, wait a minute. I wonder if her grandkids call her
baba ganoush. Cheesy horror movie if you're not aware of the reference. So, Mediterranean Deli, though, we've always really enjoyed it. They do put tables outside. You can eat outside when the weather's nice.
They do take out as well.
They do take out. They have a nice dining area.
Did they start doing delivery? Like,
it's
hit or miss. I don't know.
The delivery, I know, is hit or miss. Mm-hmm. When I worked at Cinevate, I think we'd gotten delivery a couple times up there, but I didn't think you could get it all the time, and they close pretty early. They close around 8, which is early for Morgantown.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a late-night delivery place. But it was one of our preferred places to go eat, especially Sunday mornings. Go hit the brunch buffet. It started around noon
11.
Or 11. 11.
Because we'd be there waiting.
Yeah. And they put baklava on the brunch buffet, or brunch buffet, which is always an attraction for us.
Yes.
We give it two hearty thumbs up.
And it's then portion size?
Portion size
looking
is...
at another three, probably.
I'd say four. Everything I've ever ordered from there, I was overly stuffed.
Too stuffed?
Yeah. Because I always ordered according to my appetite. Even if I just got... Okay. Even if I just got a gyro plat... I mean, just the gyro sandwich and fries, it was always well stuffed.
Yeah.
Even if I got the whole platter, I was always overly stuffed, even though I thought I was that hungry. So I'd give it a four for that. Culinary Adventurous, again, a three.
Yeah, you're going to be able to find something there, even if you aren't particularly into exotic... ethnic cuisines.
Yeah. Actually, well, yeah, because Aaron's more on it, too. And I know he had a hard
gyros.
Time. He'll eat
gyros.
So, yeah, he found things he liked there, too. Price value, great value for the money, especially in the Morgantown area. You're going to find something very good for a good price there. So
I guess we can springboard off of the description of dips to Khalil's in Pittsburgh. Because whenever I go to Khalil's, which is a Lebanese restaurant, I always get the platter of dips. And that's good for me. I'm totally happy.
And we never went to the brunch buffet at the Mediterranean Deli until the one fellow Sheila worked with, Patrick. He started going. And he's like, hey, you guys have to try this out. It's great. We met him down there the one day for brunch. And then you were up in Pittsburgh with Patrick and...
We went to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And we were kind of making a little day of it.
Yeah.
And he and his wife, Sherry, were like, oh, we should go
Girlfriend.
To Khalil's.
They're not married.
Oh, sorry. Well, life partner.
They were up at Trader Joe's, which is an awesome grocery store.
Yes.
In the Pittsburgh area. They're all over the country. If you have one in your area, you got to go check it out.
Go check it out. So we went to Khalil's, and the first time I went was with Patrick and Sherry. And I swear I could just order the dip thing and just be happy. Because it's got tabbouleh, hummus, baba ganoush, and then it's also got this stuff called madamas, which is a pomegranate walnut dip that I absolutely adore. I could eat this stuff by the gallon.
She has been diligently trying to recreate this recipe since she's had it, and we have not been able to do it. If anybody listening to this has a recipe for a pomegranate walnut dip, please email us. We promise we won't give it to anybody if you don't want us to. I mean, if it's like your grandmother's secret recipe and you're taking pity on us, word of honor. Nobody will see this but her and I. But she is desperate for it. It's like crack.
I've come close.
She has a gleam.
I've never been able to actually replicate it.
She has this crazy gleam in her eye right now just talking about it. Like she's going to go home and start randomly throwing walnuts and pomegranates together and trying to do it again.
I'm the mad kitchen scientist.
Yes. Khalil's it's a very, very nice restaurant. It's honestly someplace you should probably not dress up to go to, but you shouldn't walk in looking like a slob. It's a tablecloth and napkin kind of place.
They also have Turkish coffee as well, and all the different desserts.
An extensive menu, kebabs, little meat pies like the samosas, but the meat-stuffed ones.
They were doing this great, they were doing a hafla, which is a Middle Eastern jam where they have the Middle Eastern drums and the belly dancers.
And the other instruments, too.
And the other instruments, and I never got a chance to go. So, if you're in the Pittsburgh area, go check it out.
Yes. They, price-wise, they are on the expensive end of the spectrum. This is not, you know, I'm going to drop in and get a quick bite kind of place.
Well,
it's
the dinners are expensive, but if you were to do as I do and go get the dips, that's like $10.
It's still
a cheap thing.
Well, but you got what you liked.
Yeah.
And you weren't going to get a full dinner, and you knew that. But it's still not a cheap place. You compare that versus going to the Mediterranean Deli in Morgantown, and it's definitely pricier. So I don't want anybody to get sticker shock when they walk in. I would plan to spend a minimum of about $12 to $15 a person when you go, a minimum, probably closer to $20 if you're going to get a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But the food is so worth it.
Yeah.
So
it's owned by this old guy that all he does right now is sit at his little table and greet everybody as they come in, which, hey, he's earned it.
Yeah. Oh, the atmosphere of the place is great.
Awesome. They have all these different...
The music in the background. Yeah, they set a really good atmosphere.
They've got textiles. They've got different artwork
like
on the walls.
Like the tapestries and things, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to find. Plug it into MapQuest. We'll put the website up on our podcast. If you have a GPS, you know, write the address down and pop it in there. I had a devil of a time finding it when you tried to get me there the one day.
The first time you find it, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
But then after that, once you've been there once, it gets easier to find.
And parking's in the back. I believe it's just Visa and cash. I don't think they take debit.
Things may have changed
since the last time we went there.
They do a website, too, which I'll also put up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With their menu and prices on it.
Now, the last place we're going to talk about doesn't exist anymore, but we just want to talk about this kind of place in general because it's a neat concept.
And
most towns have them now.
From here, anyway.
They have them, just not in Orillia area.
Okay.
And you get closer to Toronto, they're all over the place. There used to be on Walnut Street by just a couple houses.
It was in between the Blue Moose
yeah.
and the Club. Well, Club Z.
It's on the same block as the Blue Moose and BW3s. It's pretty much in the middle of them. Between the Wi-Fi of the two places, you could practically sit there with a laptop and pick up either signal. It's that close. It was a place that was at first called Prince Nassim's, and then it was bought and rebranded as Sahara. And it was a hookah bar.
Yeah.
A hookah, most people, when you say it, they're going to think one of two things. They're going to think the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland, or they're going to think dirty hippie pot smoker.
Yeah.
And you're both wrong. Both of those are wrong. What it is, it's a Middle Eastern smoking implement that you load with a special kind of tobacco that actually hardly has any tobacco in it at all.
It's mostly fruits and spices with like a little bit of tobacco
yes.
for the smoke, I think.
It smells so good. It looks like, you know, what a dirty hippie pot smoker would use. You've got the water in the bottom and the big old hose coming out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sometimes they're called nargils.
Yes.
It depends on what
water
region
pipe.
You are.
Yeah, water
you're really talking about.
And they put a piece of, like, burning charcoal on the top, and the burning charcoal lights the tobacco underneath. Or I don't want to call it tobacco. It lights the mixture underneath.
Yeah.
And then it filters through the water and through the pipe. And it's the kind of thing you don't want to really inhale it. You just do it for the taste.
You're puffing for the flavor.
Yes.
Now, we are in no way condoning smoking. Yes,
no.
It's bad for you. However, if you wish to indulge in adult pleasure in moderation, check out a hookah bar.
It tastes like the fruit you're smoking.
Yeah, but like,
it's
whenever
great.
We'd get double apple.
It tasted like apple.
It doesn't taste like apple flavored tobacco. It tastes
like apple.
Because it's got the different spices and it's slightly sweet.
The rose tasted like
yeah,
rose
definitely.
Water. The rose was really good.
I love so
it smelled
rose.
Really good. They had a special blend. It was like Prince Nassim's blend, and I don't know what all was in it, but it was like it almost tasted like spice cake.
Yeah.
That was really good too. So you walk into the place when it was still there and you could sit down and order food they had a hookah menu, and they probably had about 20 different blends you could get for the hookah. They had a no more than 2 people per hookah. So they didn't get, you know, the high school kids in there with like 15 of them to one hookah because they would do that, or some of the college kids. That's why. But really, you know, you don't want to pass that hose around to too many people. You don't know anyway.
Exactly.
And they put like a little plastic protective disposable cover over the hose, so you're not sharing it with everybody else who's ever smoked it either.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to stick that thing all the way in your mouth. You smoke off the little plastic bit.
Yeah.
So the hookahs were fun. It was a neat place to go. It was about $8 a hookah.
It takes you a while. It's like a relaxing chill kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they'd come over and they'd ask if you needed more charcoal. And while you're sitting there smoking and enjoying the music, because they usually have Middle Eastern music playing.
Or TV. The music videos were awesome.
I don't know why. I find Middle Eastern and Indian, like Hindi television, so entertaining.
I know. It's great.
But anyway, then there's a delicious menu of beverages that you could choose from, and appetizers as well. So
yeah,
you
like
get,
finger food kind of deals.
Yeah, like snacks. So you could get your Turkish coffee or cinnamon tea, or they also had regular just pop or coffee or tea.
Yes. Desserts.
Yeah, they had
some of the different desserts. They had cheesecake, which was weird, but went with it. You go with the flow. It tasted good.
Yeah.
Good baklava, a couple other little desserts like that. They had, at one point, they had the little, like, samosa pies.
Yeah, they had, like, the little spinach ones, too.
Yeah, the spinach ones were really good.
I believe they also, had grape leaves. They might have had shawarma as well.
It wasn't anything really complicated. It was the kind of thing they could heat up in the back.
Yeah.
It wasn't a
it was
full-blown
like a, it
kitchen.
It was a cafe.
Yeah.
You know?
They had munchie foods. This would be the equivalent of hookah bar munchies. So, now, the feature, though, the reason we went was, one, well, for the hookahs, and even if we didn't get a hookah, the Turkish coffee. Turkish coffee is not coffee like you're thinking Tim Hortons, Starbucks kind of deal.
No. It's closer to espresso, but even then I hesitate to compare it because there's nothing you can really compare it to. It's strong, but it's not overly strong.
And it's sweet.
And it's sweet and it's spicy. I don't know.
It's the kind of thing
you
that could get me in trouble because I could drink it by the gallon. I wanted to go in there just with the thermos and say, could you just fill it and tell me how much it is because I need it.
Yeah.
It was that good. It comes in these tiny little cups. You make it differently than coffee. You have a special little pot for it.
There's a pot that you like cook it on, essentially.
Yeah. And it's a finer grind than any other coffee. You put it in, you have to let it bubble and do its thing, then you pull it off and mix it with the sugar and everything. And
I found a really good tutorial online that I'm going to post.
Yes, post it.
Because I found a really great website that tells you how to do it. We still haven't bought the implements with which to make it, but I'd love to sometime.
Yeah, I think that would be a fun thing to take to Penzic too.
Yes.
Do some
coffee. There's a Turkish
coffee
house
in Penzic.
What's the name of it?
Is that Your Inner Vagabond?
Your Inner Vagabond.
Yes. There's a couple coffee houses when you go to Penzic, but Yearner Vagabond is the Middle Eastern one.
Yes.
And you go in and it's pretty. They do a great job when they set this place up for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They have a couple little dessert trays you can order.
Yeah.
And they have Turkish coffee. I don't remember if they had hookahs or not.
I don't think they did.
I don't think they did either.
I remember the dessert trays being big enough that like you could get like one for two, one for four,
one for six, one for eight.
Yeah. It can get exponentially bigger depending on how many people you've got chilling and hanging out.
And there's something about going to Penzic Danzig, you're in your garb, you sit down, and you have Turkish coffee and some baklava, and you're just watching all these people go by. If you hit the right mood at the right day with the right kind of people going by in the right costumes, you kind of get in the moment once in a while, and that's neat.
And you forget everything of the outside world.
Yeah. You blink out for a second. You totally phase out all the modern stuff that's still around, because you can't eliminate it 100%. There's still power lines. There's still cars, that sort of thing. That's fine. But you manage to just hit those couple of moments where everything else, oh, that fades out, and you're like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah.
So if you're at Penzig, you haven't been to Inner Vagabond yet, you gotta go.
Definitely. And we're gonna do a show about Penzig, probably the food court and...
Oh, eventually.
Eventually.
Less the food court. I want to do a medieval or an SCA
feast. I definitely want to do a feast episode.
We want to do an SCA feast episode. We just don't know if we're quite qualified to do it, because we haven't been to a feast in over, a year and a half?
Yeah.
But we love medieval food. So we'll get around to that when we just need to do our homework a little bit more.
Yeah.
I know a certain medieval cooking blog that doing some research on there is going to help us. I think that just about wraps it up. Unfortunately, we aren't going to give you all the ratings for Prince Nassim / Sahara's, because it's not there anymore. It closed down. I think it's a tattoo shop now.
Yeah.
So there's no longer a hookah bar in Morgantown, which is a sad thing.
That we know of.
But if you've got one in your neighborhood and you've been afraid to go because it looks all shady, go check it out. The people are usually pretty friendly. But there's a great story about Sheila and Prince Nassim's.
Oh.
We went with some friends of ours from Morgantown, Libby and Mike, and we're sitting there, and Mike's talking to the owner, and at some point he asked about Sheila, and was she single, was she married, because there was no ring on her finger at the time. We hadn't bought our engagement rings yet, and he, what was it, his brother from DC was looking for a wife. So this guy's kind of trying to barter almost with Mike about hooking Sheila up with his brother. And Mike's trying to break it to the fellow that Sheila's not interested in guys. In fact, the girl that's sitting next to her is the one she's with. But he doesn't want to flat out say it because he doesn't want to offend him.
Right.
So they tap danced around it until the guy finally got it. But meanwhile, I'm sitting there going, I wonder how many goats I can get for her.
Oh. Well, that's the thing is, it's... In some ways, it's weird being gay and having these interests in ethnic food because we want to be so open-minded. But at the same time, a lot of these cultures aren't necessarily accepting of us and our lifestyle. So it's weird. I mean, I would love to go to the Middle East, but at the same time, there's a whole bunch of countries that are off my list because I don't want to get killed.
I don't want to die. But you know? When we go to restaurants and places like this, we go stealth mode 100%. Because we're respectful of their beliefs. And I don't want to throw it
in anybody's face.
No, never.
And at the same time, I want to still be myself, so we generally go into traveling spinster mode, you know,
where people think we're sisters.
We're just,
which is fine in these settings, you know. It's worth it for the food, for the atmosphere, for the culture. When we go to a restaurant like that, I'm okay with that. But it still cracks me up. Mike tap dancing around this guy verbally. This guy kind of being a little insistent about asking about Sheila. Me sitting there looking angry, and then wait, how many goats can I get? But, you know, we were always welcome every time we went back after that.
Yeah, he never
he
treated
so
us any
cool
different.
With that.
He got the, he's like, okay.
But he was so cool
about it.
So I can't complain.
Right. Well, it's just like any other religion. There are people that have varying degrees of piousness.
Yeah.
And most people are pretty cool and laid back.
Yeah.
You know?
But this is getting too gay now. And this isn't about that. This is about food.
Okay.
So enjoy your hummus.
Enjoy your tabbouleh.
And falafel. Yay.
And baklava.
And there's also, hopefully we'll be doing another ethnic show like this soon. There's a great little Indian place in Aurelia that I've heard nothing but amazing things about that we do want to check out and talk about soon, too.
Yeah.
A couple people we work with ordered from there and at work, and I've heard nothing but rave stuff from them, so we have to do
it. Yeah, we had trainers come from out of town, and the one guy was vegetarian, and he was all over the Indian place.
So we will get back to you on that one and let you know what's up with the Indian food scene in town. And there's a Vietnamese Thai food place that just opened up in Aurelia. They're getting all cultured up there.
I know.
I like it. So we will have maybe another doubleheader of the Hidden Gems of Aurelia with an ethnic slant this time.
Definitely.
Yeah. But this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we are Spy Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed the Spy Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.